I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Guys, I say, for once, we do a tangent. Let's do our jobs. Hit the thing, dude.
It's The Tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
All right. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or whatever, whenever the fuck you're listening to this. I don't know. When we go a long period of time, I think it's been a month at least since mm-hmm. a tangent, probably longer than that. I always give excuses, and I don't really have any. It's just what I can say is most days, especially in December during the holidays and everything else, by the end of the show, we've done so much talking that we're just kind of out of stuff to say, which is not necessarily a reason to feel bad for us or not to expect that we should do more of the tangent. If you're a fan of the show, you love the tangent, but I can honestly tell you that that's sort of what happens, is you talk for 5 straight hours and then it's like, I left it all on the field, you know? I left it all on the field and I got nothing left for you. However, we got to do a better job. I know people love listening to the tangent. We're very grateful for that. So thank you. Tell your friends about it. Our off-air uncensored podcast, also the regular show streams on the iHeart app as well. And so tell your friends about that too. So, Kaylin.
Yes.
On the list, we have a little behind the scenes. We have a Google Doc, basically, a shared document, and everybody writes into it every day, ideas they have for the show, and then I look at them and take my ideas and these ideas, and then usually we don't do any of that, and we do something totally different, but the point is that everybody can contribute their ideas, and so you wrote on here about a guy that you were talking to, and he shared with you, first of all, I want to know how this comes up.
Yes.
And if he shared this with you, but you'd already slept with it. Like, anyway, tell the story because I need to hear all the details.
Yeah, so I was like flirting with a guy, talking, and I think it's really funny how a lot of dudes don't, like, we were talking about how it's much more difficult for women to orgasm than it is for men. It's just like more complicated, right? And I think there's a lot of factors that play into that. And so I just think it's funny when there's still dudes at this age who don't really like know that, like are surprised by that. Mm. And he was saying like how easy he thinks it is, like yada yada. And I was like, I've heard that one before. but then we moved on to like dudes finishing because like, I don't know. I could be naive, but I thought unless there was like a medical issue, y'all can pretty much finish no matter what, because that's been my experience. And he said that he only does 75% of the time.
Oh, wow.
Which kind of took me off guard.
Wow.
Because
you know what, though? That's smart because it almost sounds like a challenge.
Well, that's what I was wondering if he was doing, because I was like, what would possess you to say that? I think I had said something like, oh, if a dude couldn't finish, I would walk into oncoming traffic or something, like, because I would take that personally because it feels like it's so easy for you guys. Right. Again, unless I'm not talking about like medical issues. Mm-hmm. So, but I just thought, what? Interesting.
That man's 100% lying.
100%.
I don't know. Now hold on.
And
hold on.
And no, we haven't slept together.
it would be a very smart strategy, I think, to say, like, yeah, I only come like half the time. Because then it's like, oh, I can make you come. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So you take on the challenge.
Right.
No, that won't happen to me. Like, watch. And then, you know, whatever. And then, of course, he'd like, nuts in like 3 seconds. Right. Like, this never happens. I can't believe it. You know,
anyway, sex.
Yeah.
Right. You did it. You broke the cycle.
Yeah.
But I will say this, and I don't know, Ruvio, if you can relate to this, but because we're about the same age. Well, so is Jason, even though he's 10 years younger.
But anyway, the same age.
Jason's 45.
Yeah. You're 42, right, Ruvio? You're 42.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm 43, and Jason, what are you, 35?
34.
Mm-hmm. So I will say this much. When I was like 16, uh-huh, a strong wind would get me hard.
Oh, yeah.
And a slightly stronger wind than that, like maybe a gust, would get me off.
And game over.
At 43, fortunately, I don't have any problems with the equipment working. But what I can say is, naturally, I'm just, and maybe it's an exposure thing and not a physiological thing, I'm just not necessarily as driven or as impressed by the act itself in the way that I might have been a long, long time ago. And I don't know if that's testosterone or whatever. It's like everything works fine, but it's not necessarily like it might take a little more effort sometimes. Not to say that it always happens, but add to that, at some point in my life, I've taken antidepressants.
Yeah.
Add to that the antidepressant. And I thought, you know, you read the side effects about some of these things, like that you'll sweat, mm-hmm, or that, you know, sometimes you can't get an erection. Sometimes it's delayed or no ejaculation whatsoever. So I'm reading through this. I'm like, now, wait a minute. Delayed ejaculation. Like, that sounds to me like I wish I had had that when I was 21 years old, because I would have been a stallion.
Yeah.
And I would have been out here just crushing it.
Yeah.
And so I started back when I took antidepressants. I'm like, this isn't so bad. And the first few times you're with someone in a relationship, you know, and it takes a long time, they're like, wow, that's awesome. Because, like, I don't know, a lot of times it means a little more fun for my partner. But what I never anticipated was that there would come a time in my sexual career where the drugs were causing me to either delay or not finish.
Oh.
And that became a huge problem. Because it's like, oh, I can't make you come. And then it becomes like a self-conscious thing. And it's like, no. I'm on this medicine. You can Google the side effects. Like, it's a real thing. It has nothing to do with you. It's just sometimes it makes it so in some people. I think women the same way. It has similar side effect where sometimes it makes it so that you don't reach that high point.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it doesn't matter how many times you explain it. I've shown people the medicine. We've Googled it together. Like, it can be really difficult for, in my case, people I've dated, women, to be like, just accepting the fact that whatever they're doing doesn't always work. And I used to think it would be a good thing. It is a bad, bad thing.
Yeah.
If you can't finish every time. Because then, you know, you flip the script and the person will be like, well, what if you couldn't make me come every time? And I think men are just used to it because a lot of us don't make women come every time.
Correct.
And I think women are just used to getting that instant feedback from men. And then when you guys don't get it, it's like, this is terrible. But guess what? That's being a dude. Like, because, you know, we could use all of our best tricks that worked on you yesterday. And today, if your head isn't in it, then you won't get off. And the same can be true, I guess, for men. I think it's rarer. But like, yeah, I think it's possible. Maybe he's on some form of medication that prevents him from getting off all the time.
Okay, yeah, because everything you mentioned is like scientific. Like, I know you guys peak, you know, in your teens, like for, you know, your sexual peak, and women are in their 30s to 40s, depending on when it hits you. So, like, I understand that. I understand the thing with medication. I mean, maybe he wouldn't feel, I feel like he would feel comfortable telling me that he was taking something, and that was the reason. I just thought it was really interesting to say 75% of the time is like when I'm coming. I only come 75% of the time. I know. I just thought that was really interesting. I've never, like, but I would probably take it personally, even though what you just said is like you had reasons for it. But I think it is because I'm so used to like you guys just being able to finish. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know of anybody who isn't on medication who has that. Like, I guess I never had that problem before.
Right.
Like, it was pretty easy to figure out a way, one way or another, for me to get off.
But so what do you do in that situation? Are you like, because I know,
well,
like,
I don't take the medicine anymore, but which is probably bad. I mean, I'm a crazy person, but at least I can jizz, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters.
Right.
I mean, that was the thing. Like, I can remember in one particular relationship where it was like, I want you to, like, basically the woman was like, I and she wasn't a very great person, but she was like, I don't want you to take that stuff anymore. Like, I need that feedback from you. Like, and I'm like, let me get this straight. Like, you don't like the fact that I don't always finish sexually, so you want me to get off of medicine that might make my life better or even my life around you better. And it was like, well, yeah.
That's terrible.
You know, yeah, no. But I will say it really seems to get to people over time. And I get it. I mean, if every time I hooked up with my partner who I wanted to be really super pleased with the activity, every time or like 9 times out of 10 or 8 times out of 10, it didn't work. I suppose at some point I would start to take that personally, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like meant like, how would you handle that? Because like with dudes, it's like a very obvious ending as opposed to when it is for women.
No, like, I mean, there were times where I was like, this isn't going to work.
I wouldn't
necessarily say it out loud, but there would come a time after like, I don't know, a while where I'm like, this can't possibly be fun for you anymore. And we just kind of stop. And it's like, well, are you gonna? And I'm like, not today. I don't think so. You know, whatever. And yeah, but see, that's always the reaction. Yes. But it's like, guys, it has nothing to do with you. In this particular case, like I can, it's physiological, it's scientific, it's like chemical. It's not your fault, but that doesn't work for very long. I can tell you. I've even tried, like, it got to the point where I was taking one medicine. This is way back in the day, but I was taking one medicine for the issue and then another medicine to offset the side effects of the medicine I was taking for the issue. And before long, I'm taking medicine I don't need to really take just so that I can try and nut for the girl I'm dating. Like, it's not... It wasn't good.
Yeah.
And I'm not on anything now, and problem solved, but like,
I don't know if maybe that's his
all the time. I just did, twice.
Wow.
You don't even know.
I'm jealous.
You had no idea. I don't know. But Rufio, you don't take any weird stuff. And
what's your average?
Any issue? Are you 7?
If you're comfortable.
Are you 100? Are you a 10 for 10 guy? Right. Are you 100% of the time?
Yeah, 100% of the time. Mm-hmm.
So it's never happened to you?
What? Like, no. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And Jason? If you're comfortable.
Yeah, no. The only time it happened to me was the last time I tried to have sex with a woman.
Again, understandable.
And it was like, you know, we tried, and I was like, this isn't gonna work.
And then of course there's the whiskey dick thing. That's real.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it might have the same, I don't know physiologically, but it may be a similar thing to the medication that the alcohol does. I don't know. But I've never had that problem, which is interesting. Huh. I've never had the whiskey dick. I've never had that happen where it always had to do with the medicine. But I know that's pretty common, that dudes get drunk and then it doesn't work the way that it should. But I get it. I understood the other side of it, which is like, I'm a goal-oriented guy and I'm a pleaser, and it's very important. It's almost to the point of being selfish. It's important to me that the person I'm with is really enjoying themselves.
Right.
And I also understand that it's not every day, all the time. It's not always possible, because especially for you guys, I know there's a mental component. I know there's kind of a lot more that goes into it. I think guys, you know, like I said, I mean, you could like brush up against me and, you know, it might work. I don't know.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I can understand being with somebody who, you know, half the time if you don't finish, it's like, how can you like this? Or how is it me? Or am I not hot enough? Or am I not doing it well enough? Or what? I mean, I can understand how that would creep into someone's mind.
Yeah, interesting. I was today years old. I just didn't realize that if there was no issues or medication that you could hit a 75% average.
I guarantee if you guys end up doing it, it'll be 100%. I guarantee.
Uh-huh. You think it's a game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100% it's a game.
Yeah. No, no, no. If he's not taking medicine, he's bullshitting you.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
To no percent. 75%
of the time.
Yeah, because you might think something's wrong with him. Yeah. Like, who would say that, like,
freely? I was wondering.
Yeah.
By the way, wrote that one down. I'm adding it to my book of tricks now. I'm going to be like, girl, you know, these blowjobs, they don't normally work. But
you want to give it a try.
We try, you know.
Right. I can't promise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anal, really? It doesn't. I don't know. I guess if you want, it won't work. But
oh my god, it worked!
It's a miracle!
I mean,
wow!
They're like,
I did that. Yes.
Yeah.
Big lead. Not the right. Yes. Right.
Honestly, I was like, you might want to get that checked.
See, you thought something was wrong.
That's the effect. It didn't have me want a challenge because I've never experienced that.
I mean, what's dumb as hell?
A threesome with you and your best friend. I don't
that
think
that might
so.
Do it.
That's, yeah, right. I don't. Do it's never trick. Worked before, but right. I guess you can try.
Right. Oh, if I have to. Right. Yeah. Okay. I genuinely wanted to ask you guys because I was like, is this a thing? I didn't know. I had no idea.
Dude, I'm about to tell the person I'm talking to right now. I'm about to tell her right now. Yeah, I only get off about 75% right. of the time.
Do it.
Just a heads up.
Say it out know. Of nowhere.
Yeah. No one asked.
Yes.
No, actually, if like, anything, okay. I would lower the percentage to make it even like seem harder. Oh, you know, like what? I would be like, no, if I'm playing a game, I would be like, I'll be honest with you, like I only get off about half the time. Like, you know, I mean, like way less than 75%.
Like, why are you gay?
Right. Hey. I don't want to work that hard. Like,
why are you gay?
I'm gonna have cramps. I don't need to work that hard. Sorry,
but
sir.
See, I'm wired that way. Like, when a woman's like, it's hard for me to get off. Like that to me.
That's the truth. I know that.
But it's like
it's a challenge.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, some are easier than others. Like I've been with people who it's almost as automatic as it is with a guy, and I've been with wow. people where it's damn near impossible. Like it truly, and I will say it weighs on you after a while because you're like, how can I not figure this out? But I think that's a smart strategy. Now I'm just gonna be like, yeah, guy or girl, all you gotta do is be like, yeah, I don't know. And for whatever reason, it's only about half the time, maybe 40%. The last girl, she couldn't get it. I don't know, you know. Oh, and then automatically, it just piques my competitive nature. And I'm like, take off your pants. Like, we're doing it now. You know what I mean? Like, I'll show you I can do it. I think it's smart. That's a very smart strategy.
Has it ever happened to you guys, Kiki and Paulina, where a guy was like, I can't?
No, just like the whiskey dick situation, I guess, where it's like once in a great blue moon, but
yeah,
you know, what? The job gets done.
I always think about what Jason says. Everybody needs to be humbled, but I don't know if I can handle that.
I don't know if I can handle
that type of humbling.
Like
just like a regular like Tuesday night, and it's like nothing's happening, like with nothing behind it, like medication.
He's not drunk. Yeah.
Oh,
like girl. I said, I would walk into oncoming traffic.
Yeah. I don't know if
okay,
I can.
Okay, but Kiki, like, let's say the guy that you're with, let's say that he had a medical reason, like a legitimate medical reason why it didn't always work. Could you live with that?
Yes. If it's a legit medical reason, absolutely. Because I'm very much like, some nights I'm like, let me get mine. You get yours all the time. Can we just get
just
mine?
Just do me.
Then let me go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so I'm fine with that. But if I was actually putting in effort and I didn't know there was an issue and it just didn't work, I would literally, like I'm trying to beat this Donkey Kong game. I would be like, I would be like, we're going to figure this out. Right. Like, nobody's going to sleep.
Internalize it. Like, I would internalize it. It's a problem.
Nobody's going to sleep.
Nobody's getting sleep.
Over here. That'll help it.
Up, down, left, right, left,
God, no.
I'm FaceTiming Kaylin.
I did start select and everything.
Kaylin, teach me how to do that thing real quick.
Are you FaceTiming me?
I'm going to need some extra lines over here.
Hey, well, you do answer your phone during, so I'm happy to be on FaceTime. Oh, my God.
A little to the left, a little to the right. Right there, Kim. We'll all come over and cheer him on. Come on, buddy.
Come on.
You can do it.
I got a beggar's pizza waiting for you. That's going to do it.
I would finish immediately.
Same.
If you not, we're going to Outback, baby.
Yes.
Longhorn, baby.
Longhorn. That's right.
Hell yeah.
Hey, take your medicine. We can go to Longhorn, I promise.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I think it's a strategy, and I think this guy is smarter than
it didn't work on that way on me, though. So I don't know if he is.
He swung for it.
Yeah. He tried it.
Yeah. You're talking about it. You know what I'm saying? You brought it up.
Because I genuinely thought you guys come every single time. Right. I might
she
be stupid.
She doesn't feel challenged. Like, you don't want to face the challenge.
I'm like, you should go to the doctor.
Right. Please take care of yourself.
And this is maybe a topic for next time, but like, it's sort of along the same lines. Strategies that men or women use to try and like interest another person. And this is probably the next tangent maybe, but like, I was talking to somebody about dick pics and the fact that a lot of, and how aggressive men can be that you don't know on dating apps and texting. And like, I get a bad rap for being forward, but I've seen some of the stuff that you guys have gotten sent when you're single. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the stuff on TikTok, and I've seen some of the stuff from my friends who are single. And it's like, it'll be like the first thing that they'll write on Hinge is that dress would look better on my floor, or like, I'm going to pound you or whatever. Like, and they say this and it's like really over the top, or like they'll send an unsolicited dick pic. And it's like, if that never works, then guys wouldn't do it. And so I'm not that bold and I don't want to go out like that. But like at the same time, this kind of stuff must work because I don't know why all these guys would keep doing it if it never resulted in what they want. You know?
Or they're just dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
But like how many times are you going to say something really aggressive or send a picture of your penis to a woman and she doesn't respond to you ever again? How many times are you going to do that before you stop doing it? Like, I really believe that some of this stuff actually works and people complain about it, but right. It's like, oh, he was so gross. He sent me a picture of his dick. And it turned. But the part of the story they didn't tell you is, and then I went over there and put it in my mouth.
You know? Oh, like, hell yeah.
Like, we never hear about that part. Right. We only hear about how disgusting the guy was for what he said. But I kind of wonder, like... And the same for women. I've had a few women be very, very forward from the beginning with like pictures and content. Ooh. And it's like, it doesn't do it for me.
Are you looking at me like that?
Wait, it doesn't do it for you?
I've had women send me, before I ever slept with them, I've had women send me pictures and video of other men doing things to them.
Well, yeah, that's the reason.
No, but there are men that turns them on. Like there are guys that's hot, and it absolutely is not hot for me. Like it feeds every insecurity. It's everything I'm not is knowing what you did before me. But my point is, there's no way that people are sending stuff like that and saying things like that and doing things like that if they've never had success with it.
I think men just want to fuck around sometimes.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
You know, I don't know. But,
yeah, I don't know. I think that would I would try that one time and I would get rejected. And I would go cry and never do it again. Like that's how it would go with me. If I sent you a picture of my junk and you never texted me again, I mean, like there's nothing more demoralizing. You know, like oh, okay.
You would not make it on Grindr, sweetheart. That's all I gotta say.
Well, I was gonna be gay, but I didn't make it on Grindr, so I guess I can't be. So I guess I'll go back to being straight now. It's that simple. Anyway, maybe we don't have to talk about it anymore. We just did. But so there you go. There's a tangent, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. And I always say we'll do a better job. I guess we'll do a better job. You want to do a better job?
Yeah,
of course.
We'll see. Anyway, please enjoy. Thank you for listening.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.